Fixing things. Number one, can you fix things? What things can you fix? Version A, yes, I'm good at fixing things like doors and some common household appliances. Honestly, I prefer fixing something myself rather than hiring someone. Version B, no, I'm not good at fixing things. I've tried to do it before, but I'm bad at using tools. Whenever something is broken around the house, I just ask my parents to help. 2. Did anybody teach you to fix things when you were a child? Version A. Yes, my uncle taught me to fix things when I was a kid. He's a professional handyman. I always watched him fix things around my house. He taught me a lot. Version B. Yes, when I was about 12 years old, my mom taught me how to sew with a machine. It's very helpful when I need to fix my clothing. 3. Do you think it is necessary for people to learn to fix things? Version A. Yeah, I think so. Nowadays, many people prefer paying others to fix things, but they should learn how to do it themselves. It saves a lot of money. Version B. No, I don't think that's necessary. Nowadays, it's very easy to hire someone if something breaks down. It does cost a lot of money, but not everyone has the time to learn that knowledge. 4. What do you do when a thing is broken and can't be fixed? Version A. When something is broken and can't be fixed, I try to use it for something else. For example, if a piece of machinery breaks, I use its spare parts for something else. Version B. If something can't be fixed, I usually just throw it out. Honestly, it's hard to reuse broken things, so I prefer to buy new ones. I don't like broken items in my home.
雅思过过过，淘宝店铺原创。